As states continue to move toward reopening, today the Navajo Nation emerged from a strict weekend lockdown and police-enforced curfew, its seventh so far. Native Americans have been experiencing disproportionately high rates of infection and death from COVID-19. In this report, part of our series, Race Matters, Stephanie Tsai explains that even smaller tribes consider the pandemic an existential threat.
Ground zero for COVID-19 cases in New Mexico is the town of Gallup, on the edge of the Navajo Nation.
I'm like, well, we live in Gallup. It's not going to come here.
Navajo nurse Kelly Manuelito treated the first COVID-positive patient to arrive at Rehoboth McKinley Christian Healthcare Services. She works in the intensive care unit.
A lot of Native families, there are at least 5 or 6 to 8 to 10 people living in one household. And it's really disheartening to see that it can spread so easily.
The staff of the ICU was overwhelmed when they saw a spike in COVID patients in late April, tied to an outbreak among the homeless population.
It's definitely scary. I don't know one single worker who is not scared to come up. We've been working extra hours, extra days, and it's been really rough.
She says she's been able to take a break in recent days. The New Mexico governor lifted a week-long lockdown after fewer cases were recently reported. But the toll has been devastating on Native peoples in New Mexico. They account for 50% of all of the state's COVID-19 deaths, even though they make up only 11% of the population.
I grew up in the northwestern part of New Mexico.
Jordan Bennett Begay, a reporter for Indian Country Today, spends hours a day compiling reports of Native American COVID cases and deaths. It's a stark spreadsheet that tells a sad, still unfolding story.
There was a point where one day I counted there are 60 people in our database. That night, after recording like 10 deaths in one day, I broke down. I did cry because then these are, you know, my relatives.
Relative has an expansive definition in Indian country. And on April 23rd, Valentina Blackhorse, a former Miss Western Navajo, was added to that list. Blackhorse lived in Kayenta, and her boyfriend, a correctional officer, had the virus. One day after she tested positive, she died at 28 years old.
I never thought she would get sick because, you know, she kept telling us, you know, stay home, wash your hands, wear your mask.
Danielle Blackhorse spoke to us a week after her big sister was laid to rest.
How a funeral should be, it wasn't like that. There was no chairs. My mom couldn't get comfort from her family. We had to stay in our vehicles until, you know, they covered her. I'm heartbroken. It seems like a part of me has been ripped away.
In an effort to save Native American lives, tribal leaders have taken strict measures, including curfews and roadblocks. And in Washington state, the Lummi Nation has been uniquely proactive in testing its 5,300 members.
Everyone stay in their own homes and avoid interaction with your family members.
Springing into action after the first case in the U.S. was announced at a locale 1 hour away from the reservation.
So then we start putting orders everywhere that we could think of.
Dr. Christina Toledo Cornell is the public health director for the tribe. Besides ordering testing materials and medical equipment early on, they have been aggressively contact tracing.
So to us, it was very important to find every single case because if we miss one or two, that could be catastrophic for a lot of people. And that allowed us to really be aggressive in terms of relaxing the testing criteria and doing as many tests as we could.
As a result, they've had dozens of confirmed cases, but no deaths. Back in New Mexico, there are significant clusters of cases in the state's pueblos. By one estimate, 11% of the Zia reservation of only 646 members were infected. At that rate, leaders are concerned about the risk of extinction.
We've been through this before with the Spanish flu, you know, back in the early 1900s. the Pueblo of Pewaukee was reduced to just a few individuals.
Joseph Talachi is governor of the Pueblo of Pewaukee.
Our history is passed down through our language and through our spoken stories. And so any loss of our tribal elders would be a loss to our history.
He shut down the Pueblo early.
I knew that there was going to be consequences to that as well. You know, people were going to be upset.
The Buffalo Thunder Casino Hotel is closed for business and instead being used to house COVID-19 patients from other area tribes. Casino closures since the pandemic are expected to directly affect basic services on tribal lands.
But it just takes a few mistakes to get this virus to peak back up, especially in Indian country.
An economy doesn't mean anything if you don't have people.
In northern Michigan, Brian Newland is the tribal chairperson of the Bay Mills Indian community.
This pandemic's impact on our community has been almost entirely economic at this point. I would estimate that right now we have about 2/3 of our tribal employees out of work. And then our tribe has a pretty sizable commercial fishing industry that's really been hit hard.
Back on the Navajo Nation, Karen Schell has felt that economic hit too. She runs a shop that's been in the family since 1948 and has been closed for months.
I have just hundreds and hundreds of Navajo people that sell to me.
Lost business for her means lost revenue for her local chapter house.
Those monies go to our community here. I'm not making anything. They're not getting anything.
But she says just down the road from her shop, fellow Navajo have died.
We know them by name and we know people who are sick right now. So I think everybody on the reservation knows somebody who is sick.
Nurse Kelly Manuelito, while taking care of the sick, has been struggling herself.
I understand you're a mother and have had to distance from your own child.
I have. It's been the hardest thing to be away from her. Her name is Hayden. She is 5. For the past 5 years and 9 months of her life, I have told her every day, come hug mommy, come kiss mommy. My mission as a nurse is I am here to protect, and my job as a mother is to keep my daughter safe, to keep her surrounded by family and love.
Many will say it's that kinship that has helped Native people survive throughout time and against all odds. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Phoenix.